You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Rhinebeck is the latest local town updating its solar energy regulations. Hudson, Catskill, Jefferson, Cairo, Greenport, and many other local municipalities updated or discussed solar regulations recently. Rhinebeck is considering allowing small-scale solar farms, said Supervisor Elizabeth Spiniza at a November 12th town meeting. Quote, right now, it's not an allowed use, and it's next to impossible to get a use variance, she said. Quote, there are, I think, four or five residents champing at the bit to get small-scale solar farms online. I'm talking about 1.5, maybe 2 acres, end quote. The supervisor said the town should act quickly, as New York State Energy Research and Development Authority grants run out in July. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that on December 15th, Governor Andrew Cuomo placed blame for the lack of a special legislative session with the state Senate. Quote, we've made good progress with the assembly, Cuomo told reporters at an unrelated event at JFK Airport. Quote, we have not made as good progress with the Senate. If it was just up to my office and the assembly, I think it's fair to say we'd have a very productive session for all parties. The Senate has not been cooperative, and that's what's slowing this up right now, end quote. Politico New York reported about a screaming match with Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan by phone on December 13th about lawmaker pay. Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco rebuked the governor on the issue. Quote, we're going to be back in 3 weeks, he said. Quote, none of the other issues are that important. The only reason they're being raised is because the only one that has to be done if it's going to be done is the pay raise. So rather than just saying we're going to let it go on the merits, the governor wants to get a pound of flesh for something that he wants. And as I said, I don't think that's necessary at all, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo today and the Public Employees Federation announced December 14th ratification of a 3-year labor agreement. The contract includes a 2% pay increase in 2016-2017, a 2% increase in 2017-2018, and a 2% increase in 2018-19. The contract was approved by 96% of the union. Quote, I applaud the governor for the cooperative and fair manner in which his team approached the bargaining table, end quote, said PEF President Wayne Spence. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York and 19 other states filed a federal antitrust lawsuit against 6 generic drug makers, alleging the companies entered into numerous illegal conspiracies to favorably affect the market for an antibiotic and an oral diabetes medication. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office announced the lawsuit December 15th against Heritage Pharmaceuticals, Orobindo Pharma USA, Citron Pharma, Maine Pharma, Mylan Pharmaceuticals, and Teva Pharmaceuticals USA. The companies artificially inflated prices and reduced competition in the United States for doxycycline hyclate delayed release, the antibiotic, and glyburide, the oral diabetes drug, the lawsuit alleges. Quote, generic drugs play a critical role in moderating healthcare costs for all New Yorkers, Schneiderman said in a statement. Quote, companies that collude and fix prices for generic drugs in order to pad their profits must be held accountable for the very real harm they inflict on New Yorkers' ability to pay for life-saving medications, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.